This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Lay, L-E, first name Tuan, T-H-U-A-N, the date of birth, September 13, 1954, date of initial evaluation, August 8, 2022, data follow-up evaluation, August 25, 2022. The chief complaint, patient is seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right total hip replacement. The HPI. The patient is a 67-year-old male who was scheduled for right total hip replacement. He reports pain over the last 10 years period. However, he was further noted to have worsening gait and associated weakness, period. The patient had noted severely increasing pain, period. He had become increasingly less mobile because of his worsening gait, period. He had reported occasional palpitations over the last several months, period. However, he had no chest pain, period. In actuality, on further questioning, he notes that he had palpitations over a two-year period. He was initially seen in the office on August 8th, 2022, and felt to have atrial fibrillation, period. The patient was then referred for echocardiographic evaluation, period. The past medical history includes one, hepatitis B, next number hypertension, next number glaucoma, next number gouty arthritis, past surgical history, eye surgery. The medications, enalapril 10 milligrams one daily, Vemlidy, V-E-M-L-I-D-Y, 25 milligrams, 1 daily. Meloxicam, 15 milligrams, 1 PRN. Allopurinol, 300 milligrams, 1 daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, mother had CVA and rheumatoid arthritis. Father died of old age. Social history, he is a prior smoker, period. He notes occasional alcohol use. He previously worked as a construction worker, period. The review of systems. Respiratory, he has dyspnea on exertion. Cardiac, he reports palpitations. He further reports non-exertional discomfort. Musculoskeletal, as per HPI. Psychiatric, he reports anxiousness. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure, 83/79, pulse 86, respiratory rate 20, height 64 inches, weight 155 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam reveals tenderness on abduction and rotation of the right hip period. The lab work, ECG, dated August 8, 2022, shows atrial fibrillation at a rate of 85 beats per minute, period. There is moderate right axis deviation, period. QT is noted to be slightly prolonged, period. He was then referred for echocardiogram. Echocardiogram performed on August 10th, 2022 reveals left ventricular systolic function is normal with ejection fraction 65-70%. Right ventricle is noted to be mildly enlarged, period. There is mild to moderate mitral regurgitation, period. Left atrium is severely dilated. A small PFO is visualized with color Doppler and appears to be left to right, period. Right atrium is markedly enlarged, period. There is mild tricuspid regurgitation, period. RV systolic pressure is normal at 33 millimeters of mercury, period. The patient was further referred for stress testing, period. Stress tests performed on August 18, 2022 reveals baseline atrial fibrillation at a rate of 66 beats per minute, period. Patient exercise 15 minutes and 7 seconds and achieved a peak heart rate of 180 beats per minute, period. Test was negative for angina and negative for ischemic EKG changes, period. Lab work performed on July 27, 2022, sodium 140, potassium 4.6, chloride 101, bicarb 31, BUN 19, creatinine 1.0, glucose is 104, hemoglobin A1C 5.4, white blood cell count 4.0, hemoglobin 15.3, platelet 155, MCV is 102.7. The impression, this is a 67-year-old male with history of right hip osteoarthritis who is now scheduled for total hip replacement, period. He coincidentally was found to have atrial fibrillation, period. He is noted to have controlled rate, period. Subsequent evaluation revealed mild, moderate mitral regurgitation, a possible PFO. Biatrial enlargement, but no evidence of ischemia, period. He is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure, period. He is cleared for same, period. Consideration for further evaluation of his possible PFO and closure as clinically indicated. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.